Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Particular beatitude has made some people a little bit uneasy because at first it doesn't really seem to be distinctly Christian. Help the afflicted, be nice to people who are suffering. I mean, every religion in the world says to do that. I mean, the idea that we get mercy from God as a result of being merciful, that makes people even more uneasy because that sounds like you're earning your salvation. Since when do we get to heaven by being nice to people? That's the false religion of the world. That's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this beatitude has made some people a little bit uncomfortable. But obviously Jesus is not teaching a system where you can earn your way to heaven by being nice to people. You can tell that just from the beatitude itself. That can't be what he's saying. Because if I deserve to go to heaven, because I've had so much mercy on all these people, then I don't need any mercy. Right? Because I deserve to go to heaven. All I need is justice. All I need is for God to just give me what I deserve. I deserve to go to heaven. Give me what I deserve. Give me some justice. I'll go there. I wouldn't have to have mercy as the reward. What Jesus is saying here is even after you've lived your whole life of showing all kinds of mercy to everyone around you, still, even then, you are in need of mercy from God. Even after living a whole life of compassion and love and helping the poor and the afflicted, still, I arrive on Judgment Day having to beg for mercy, else I'd be cast into hell. So the fact that the reward he promises is mercy makes it very clear that he's not talking about a system where you're going to earn any kind of or deserve any kind of favor from God by showing mercy. That is not what this beatitude is saying. So what does it mean? I think the reason for a lot of the uneasiness and the confusion when Jesus says things like this without any explanation is a failure to remember that Jesus spoke out of the context of the Old Testament background. We need to always remember that. And there was a very clear understanding from the Old Testament background of what mercy really is. And it is something distinctly Christian. Where in the Old Testament does Scripture speak of the context of blessed or the merciful? I read you the one proverb. One other place where you see it is in the account of Rahab. Rahab risked her own life to show mercy to the Israelite spies, and she was blessed as a result. She makes this request in Joshua 2:12. So now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show mercy to my family because I have shown mercy to you. Blessed are the merciful, they'll be shown mercy. And verse 14, the men assured her, we will treat you mercifully and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So this is this beatitude at work. Rahab was merciful to God's people, and as a result, she received mercy. And that gives us some insight into the Jewish mindset about this principle. Rahab was spared not because she had a general policy of just always giving a bed to spies in general. She's just nice to all spies. But because she feared the God of Israel and wanted to be on the side of His people. You see that? Her mercy was a direct expression of her faith in God. And you see that in the New Testament. When Rahab is mentioned, it's because of her faith. And when they showed mercy to her in return, it's not just because they had a general policy of showing mercy to all Canaanites, obviously. No. They showed her mercy because of her faith in God. Those who rejected the God of Israel received no mercy. And they were not supposed to. Joshua 11:20. For it was the Lord Himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel so that He might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, we don't have time to go through it, but you see the same thing in the book of Ruth. Both Ruth and Boaz were blessed. They're called blessed because of the mercy that they showed. And it was mercy, that mercy, and not just a general altruism or humanitarianism, but it was mercy expressed as a result of faith in the true God of Israel. So the Old Testament context out of which Jesus is speaking defined mercy that way. That's the Jewish understanding. Mercy is showing kindness to the afflicted and needy, especially the people of God who are afflicted and needy, and doing so out of fear and love for the true God. In other words, it's when you're nice to people because of Jesus. Mercy is when you're nice to people because of Christ. Being nice to people for anything else, being nice to people in order to show off how nice you are, or being nice to people to earn your way to heaven, or being nice to people to make money, or being nice to people so people be nice to you, or doing it to just pacify your conscience. None of that is mercy. None of that is true mercy. Mercy is being nice to people for the sake of Christ. It's compassion and love that arises from the heart out of faith in the one true God. That's mercy. And that's why it's so important. That's why it's one of the weightier matters of the law.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.